News, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues at this hour after the Republican-controlled Senate voted along party lines to block a motion from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena White House documents. Schumer, speaking with reporters, said the president's defense lawyers aren't saying why they object to the Democrats' request for those documents.
The real test will be witnesses and documents. Will our Republican senators put pressure McConnell so that we really have witnesses and documents produced, either now or after the arguments are made?
Earlier, White House counsel Pat Cipollone attacked the foundation of the charges against President Trump, saying Democrats had not come close to meeting the U.S. Constitution's standard for impeachment. The president has been charged with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He's called the impeachment a hoax. President Trump was thousands of kilometers away when the trial began on Tuesday. He's at the Davos World Economic Forum. So was teen climate advocate Greta Thunberg. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, both talked about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China climbed on Tuesday as authorities reported a surge in new cases. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, there are fears that the lunar holiday and people traveling for it will accelerate the infection rate.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. The U.S., meanwhile, reported its first case of that deadly virus circulating in China, saying a Washington State resident who returned last week from the outbreak's epicenter was hospitalized near Seattle. Health officials said the man is in his 30s, is in good condition, and isn't considered a threat to medical staff or the public. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said health officials are tracking down people who might have come in contact with the man.
The risk is low to residents of the state of Washington. And this is certainly not a moment for panic or high anxiety. It is a moment for vigilance.
The virus can cause coughing, fever, breathing difficulty, and pneumonia. U.S. officials stress that they believe the virus's overall risk to the American public remains low. Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from the U.S. and French authorities to download information from the black boxes of a Ukrainian passenger plane it shot down earlier this month. Francesca Lina has more.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.